Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Friday morning. And what's in store for the weekend, folks? Sue?
What's in store for the weekend?
Yes.
You think I could dare share it here with you on the radio?
Wow.
I'm going to London.
Nice.
Yes.
Visit the family?
Yes.
See the kids who no longer know their mommy?
Exactly. 30 hours. Strange woman comes home for one night.
Uh-oh. Is that really her, Dad?
Now, what time do you come back?
Do you already need to know this?
Where's the other nice lady that's here when you're not here?
Yeah, really.
Oh, you guys are so mean.
No, the kids are with your mom, right? And him and your husband.
Yeah, right. Yes, thank you for all your concern.
No, I'm serious. I'm being friendly here. I met your kids.
They're great kids.
They really are great kids.
They're good kids.
They were. They were quiet and read books while we were downing burritos and drinking beer. That qualifies them as good kids,
good kids,
right?
That's right.
I'm just wondering about the issues they're going to have with their mom being away so much when this delicate age. You know, they might end up like me, Sue. Uh-oh.
That is my worst fear. But there's always therapy.
Yeah, there is.
Every day.
I was
as long as they don't become stand-up comics, I figure I would have done okay.
I went to therapy yesterday, and believe me, it was an hour of like, well, Sue is, you know, but... No, I mean, it's just we're not, you know. What about you, Riley? What are you doing?
I am doing the same thing I do every weekend, trying to get myself back in shape after many years of abuse and neglect, and watching my child grow, which is one of the greatest things that you can.
That's good. You could lie on a couch and do that. Hey, honey, I'm watching you grow.
I'm watching you grow.
And it's keep a growing.
It's a keep growing. Thing. You're doing a great job.
Yep.
Great on growing.
Pass me the burritos. Thing.
So wait, you telling me you're going to get in shape? Wait, what do you do?
I'm going to go to a health club and work out. I'm going to do some biking. I got my bike all fixed except for an excruciating noise it makes every time I hit the rear brakes.
Mom, Riley, have you noticed how Mom is really grinning when you're saying that? He doesn't believe you.
I'm trying
look
to picture Riley
with
a
devilish
it's
smile.
All true.
I'm trying to picture Riley at the health club, just sort of like, you know, maybe sitting down on something, doing two reps.
No. I do the cardio stuff. I do the bicycling and that sort of thing.
I try to go to the gym. I'm, you know, in and out with it. I don't know. When did all men become gay? When did that happen exactly? A couple years ago? I mean, like, I never thought
when
about
women
this.
Women stopped sleeping with them, and they figured they had to do something
do
about
something,
it.
Do something, yeah.
It's so weird to me. Like, you know, literally, like, I'll see dudes now who are, you know, carrying a paunch. I'm like, wow, man, how's that guy live with himself? You know, how does anybody like him? But do women really judge men on that stuff?
Yes, they do. But wait a minute, where does the gay thing come into this?
No, I just mean the attention.
The attention to body.
He's assuming that narcissism
because
is a gay thing.
No, I'm a narcissistic person without the physical things, but I know that a lot of gay men put a lot of effort into maintaining a youthful sort of and muscular body,
you know,
because as they get older...
I started reading men's fashion magazines. It's since men became corrupted by the same artificially high standards that women have been screwed up on for years.
Let me rephrase it then. When did all men become girls? Is that better? Is that more along
the
lines of
what... Yeah, ever since companies wanted them to. Ever since they began promoting gyms, that they came out with moisturizers and facial cleansers and all that stuff that guys now buy and they didn't used to.
God, man, sometimes if I don't go to the gym for a few days, I really start to think, like, you know, like, it's over.
I'm glad guys are kind of concerned about that. Now, I don't want the ridiculous self-obsession to be the domain of women only.
But you know
what? You guys need to be screwed up about yourselves, too.
The weird thing is that a lot of times I just think, like, you know, when you're on the gym, like, at my age, which isn't old, but I'm on that weird, you know, I'm old enough to resent.
You're on the cusp.
I'm old enough to resent people for being young.
Old enough to talk about it.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm on the treadmill and I'm just sort of like going, oh man, is death coming? I can see it. You know what I mean? Like, but it doesn't matter. It's a genetic crapshoot anyways. Sometimes I'm sitting there thinking like, my heart is indestructible. I run so much. How can it be anything? It's just pure muscle and will never die.
Isn't that your Dick Cheney voice? Dick Cheney says.
Yeah,
heart is indestructible. It's artificial.
Yeah, but mine isn't artificial. But don't you think that you're holding off death? Isn't that some of the reason we go?
Well, yeah, there's a guy in a Grim Reaper suit.
Yeah, right behind you. See him? He's got a hood on. And
they should
have one of those guys walk around in a gym. That would be great. There you are kind of running, looking at some cable channel, and there's a guy with a scythe coming
hilarious.
Up behind you.
That would be really hilarious just to have that they paid guys to just, like, be at gyms in the death outfit.
Yeah. I mean, I hope I'm working out because I'd like to feel more healthy. I'm not really that body conscious.
I am. I like to
wear loose-fitting clothes. I like the David Byrne look. You know?
My mother made me crazy. My mother used to put diet pills in my lunch bag when I was in junior high because I was just a little chunky and she couldn't live with it.
Really? Just a little chunky.
And I'm not saying I hate my mom, but man, I'm screwed up.